BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Hillary Clinton has announced she's running for President of the United States in 2016. She made the announcement in a video on her campaign website.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote. Because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.
She's the clear front runner for the Democrats, but correspondents say she's a deeply polarizing figure. At least 14 people have been killed in twin attacks in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Bombs went off in the towns of Al-Arish and Sheikh Zuwait. Rania Sabri reports from Cairo.
A group which calls itself Province of Sinai and is considered an offshoot of the Islamic State has said it carried out both attacks. It said the repeated attacks on the security forces are in retaliation for a government crackdown on supporters of the ousted former Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi. The attacks come hours after a reshuffle of the top brass in the Egyptian army, aiming to change the security strategy in the Sinai Peninsula. The area has seen an increase in the attacks since Mr. Morsi was deposed in 2013.
Hours after the attacks, the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, said that anyone digging tunnels under the border with Gaza will face a life sentence. Egypt has accused Palestinian militants in Gaza of using the tunnels to smuggle weapons to Islamist militants in the Sinai Peninsula. Turkey has recalled its ambassador to the Vatican after the Pope referred to the mass killings of Armenians under Ottoman rule as genocide. Turkey disputes the term and says the deaths were part of a civil conflict triggered by the First World War. Armenians say up to 1.5 million of their people were killed, the men systematically slaughtered, while women and children were marched into the desert where they died. Our Vatican correspondent, David Willey, reports.
Pope Francis linked the slaughter of Armenians 100 years ago to other genocides during the past century, including those carried out by Stalin, by the Nazis, and subsequent mass killings in Cambodia, Rwanda, Burundi, and Bosnia. The Pope's point was, as he said, concealing or denying evil is like allowing a wound to keep bleeding without bandaging it. Pope Francis took a calculated diplomatic risk. It was a bold decision, but totally coherent with Pope Francis's philosophy of open discussion about moral arguments.
World News from the BBC. With votes being counted after the final stage of Nigeria's election, it's been announced that the party of the president-elect, Muhammadu Buhari, has retained the governorship in the key state of Lagos. It will be the first time since the end of military rule in 1999 that the state, which is Nigeria's commercial hub, will be controlled by the party of the president in power. For the second time in a month, large peaceful demonstrations against government corruption have been taking place in cities across Brazil. Our correspondent Wera Davis was at one of them.
Here in Rio, they're virtually all dressed in green and gold and national colours, and they're walking down the length of Copacabana Beach. Mainly whites and middle class are opposed to the governing Workers' Party and allege that President Dilma Rousseff is implicated in the country's biggest ever corruption scandal.
The president was chair of the board at Petrobras. Now dozens of politicians, business leaders and middlemen stand accused of running a huge kickback scheme, massive bribes exchanging hands to secure multi-million dollar oil contracts from Petrobras.
Somalia says there will be serious consequences if Kenya follows through with its decision to send home hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees. The Somali foreign minister said Kenya had not told Somalia about the plan, which he described as illegal. On Saturday, Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, gave the UN a 3-month ultimatum to repatriate the refugees. The British author Sheila Kitzinger, who wrote more than 25 books on childbirth and campaigned for changes in maternity care, has died at the age of 86. In the 1960s and 70s, she developed the idea of a birth plan, which aimed to give more choice to pregnant women. She believed mothers, rather than clinicians, should be the focus during childbirth. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。